Patrick Barkham's on the line from Hemsby in Norfolk, where a number of properties have fallen into the sea. Is that right, Patrick?
Yeah, Hemsby's lost five properties in the night. Five homes have literally gone over the cliff edge, over the soft sand dunes here. About 30 foot of the coast has been chewed away by last night's storm surge. And the houses, one resident just described how he watched his house go, and it was literally folded over by the sea and carried away within half an hour. And several other people were actually still living in their homes, even though they were perched right on the edge of the sand dunes. And they had to very hurriedly evacuate last night and remove all their things. And they're now coming back this morning to a scene of complete devastation, really, of bits of timber and bits of veranda and bits of front window left on the top of the sand dune, and the rest of the house nowhere to be seen. There's an enormous swell. The North Sea isn't known for its swells, really. There's an enormous swell here. The tide's still coming up again for another high tide this morning that's going to peak at about quarter to 11.
Had the residents had enough warning to leave last night?
They were, as far as I can tell. I haven't spoken to any residents who said they weren't warned, but several of them appeared to be sort of wanting to stick by their homes and almost defend their homes, if you like. And so people hadn't left until quite late yesterday. And there were actually local people putting concrete blocks out on the beach until 5:30 last night as a sort of last-ditch makeshift sea defence, if you like, a DIY sea defence to try and repel the sea. But they said they soon realised this was completely hopeless when faced with the might of the sea.
And are people worried that when the high tide comes in again, more homes will be affected, or is it not expected to be as strong today?
So far, this morning's high tide hasn't been reaching the levels of last night's high tide around the East Anglian coast, as it gradually gets, the high tide becomes higher later on the further south you go. So it's already been high tide further up around Lincolnshire and Norfolk, and it's not reached last night's peak. So in that sense, people are quite hopeful that the worst is over, although emergency services are still saying to people who were evacuated that they should remain in the rest centres where they are and they shouldn't return to their homes until actually we watch to see how the high tide goes tonight.
And what's the situation elsewhere in Norfolk?
There's been damage all around the coast. A friend of mine, actually, who lives on the cliffs at Overstrand, said it was like living in a house above the London Underground when you hear a tube go under your house. She said the whole house was vibrating with the waves pounding against the cliffs last night. In Cromer, we've had burger vans disappear. The pier has taken a real battering. Almost all the beach houses the little wooden huts there, have been damaged or have been blown away. There's a lovely beach cafe at Caister-on-Sea that's been smashed to pieces and has disappeared, and the owner of that cafe is slightly upset because she felt that the flood defences that were put in last night actually hindered her from taking her possessions from her cafe there. So there is destruction all around the coast. So far it appears that we haven't had sort of loss of life or people having their lives endangered. It seems like it's been a very well organised evacuation, and in many cases the sea defences that were built to withstand the 1953 were built to withstand the floods after the 1953 flood disaster on this part of the coast. It seems like those sea defences have done their job, and in some cases they've been rather battered and bruised and broken up. And there's a slight concern that the higher tides to come might take advantage of already weakened sea defences and do some more damage.
And when are people planning to return to their homes?
The official line at the moment is that people shouldn't be returning to their homes until probably tomorrow morning after the third big tide that's forecast for tonight. But it may well be, conditions aren't too severe today. They don't appear to look too bad here on the coast, so it may well be that people are sort of against official advice returning to inspect damage and see what's happened to their homes today. And certainly it appears that the damage is perhaps less than was predicted last night.
Patrick Barkham, thank you very much.